Howdy.
I'm Kathy.
I'm Nora.
And you've reached
the slipper!
Sorry, I had to do that. Sorry, Nora. She hates it when I do that.
I hate it when you do that.
She does. She doesn't even like it when
I'm just
snip.
More inhibited than you are. I think that's the problem.
I doubt that.
Mm. No. So, Kathy.
Yes, Nora.
Guess what the latest musical coming to Broadway is?
Oh, golly, Nora. Some hideous old thing that they're dragging up from the 70s, probably.
9 to 5, the musical. Remember that movie?
That brilliant movie?
Lily Tomlin and Jane Fonda.
And Dolly Parton. Yeah. I remember the dope smoking. Do you remember them all getting stoned?
I don't remember that. I don't know why you fixate on these things, Kathy.
I always... Last time it was the mini hompies, now it's the dope smoking. Wait, who's doing it? Do you know?
I don't know. I do think that Dolly is writing the music, which is kind of interesting to see what she'll come up with.
You know, there's something kind of neat. This is a bit of a segue, but it's great to see some of these old country and western dames coming back and contributing stuff.
Loretta Lynn.
Well, yeah, that was a great record that she
really
did with
record.
Jack White. Mm-hmm. Yeah, amazing. So, you know, the music could be good if Dolly's doing it.
Yeah, and I've got a lot of time for Dolly, but it did make me think that, you know, this... 9 to 5, the musical, and, you know...
Abba.
And...
Abba-dabba-doo.
Dukes of Hazzard.
Yeah.
And Bewitched in the theaters this summer. Bewitched
you
is probably
that.
Out of the theater. I had to see it for work.
Did you like it?
No, I hated it. It was awful. It was unbelievably boring. Unspeakably boring. But see, that Dukes of Hazzard and Bewitched are a classic example of... Like, who could ever think you could make a good movie out of that, right? No one would ever come up, if there hadn't been a television show, whatever, 40 years ago about it,
yeah.
No one would ever independently come up with an idea of, let's make a movie about a witch who stars in a remade television show about a witch. Like, it's just a bad idea.
But what is it, though, Nora? Because, okay, Bewitched, I don't know what the figures are on Dukes of Hazzard, but Bewitched tanked. But let's face it, ABBA the musical... soared. It did huge figures. So who's to say that 9 to 5 won't?
I'm sure it will, but I guess it's just, like, I don't have a problem with somebody making 9 to 5 or whatever, but it's just, what it really brought home to me was, have we just run out of ideas? Have we run out of new ideas? It used to be that it was the obsession with sort of pastiche and collage and stuff like that, which at least was a new way of recombining stuff, but now it just seems like tired repackaging. And maybe it's just because nobody's going to movies anymore, nobody's, you know...
There is new stuff. It's just, I would argue you a little bit on that point.
Yeah.
I would say in terms of North America, we are continually looking back. I think that, and Canada, we're kind of stuck to the hip of the Yanks in that way. I think that, I do think that the States is caught in some sort of a cycle of looking to their own glory day and not being able to look beyond it. But if you look at like Chinese cinema, for instance, there's some great stuff happening there.
Yeah, that's true.
And also, you know, when you look at architecture, and you look at someone like Frank Gehry, and he's, you know, experimenting with an awful lot of new forms, and that is a place that I see some changes happening. But yeah, I agree with you with fashion, with film, you know, with music too. It's
So maybe that's the answer. Maybe it is that, you know, America senses its empire is setting like the sun, and there's a kind of nostalgic looking back. Maybe that's...
Well,
that's a very good thesis, Kathy.
Thank you, Nora. I get them in every once in a while. But actually, talking about America looking at itself, I found something kind of interesting for our little snappy segment, and something that you guys should definitely go and check out when you're online. It's and you might actually know, because Nora, I think you go to iFilms.
I'm obsessed with iFilm.com, actually, because I don't have cable at home, so it's a good way to actually, when something happens, like, you know, Jon Stewart goes on Crossfire or whatever, it's iFilm. So you
is
can
it?
Yeah, you can catch stuff that you... that everybody's talking about that you miss somehow.
Oh, you know what?
Because, you know, Tom Cruise on Oprah, that kind of thing, right?
I didn't know that. Because I can also say today was the first day, because I was reading about it somewhere, and they were talking about the Army. Like, if you go to iFilms, and then it gets / Warzone, and you can actually see footage of all these different conflicts. Like, you can see stuff from World War II. You can see stuff from Iraq. You can see stuff from Afghanistan. And the thing that was kind of really, really weird about it is that some of them were prefaced by ads from the U.S. Army.
Yeah. So that surprised me, actually. But I guess it shouldn't, really, because, I mean, the Americans are desperate to get, I mean, they're desperate to avoid the draft, but also to get, you know, new people to go over to Iraq, right? They're drafting reservists and so on, so it's not surprising.
Right.
And, you know, I film be a way to do it.
But yeah, this whole thing, you know, there's like this father and a son walking along and going, "Why, son, you look different. You look me in the eye now. You shook my hand. You're a man." "Well, yes, Daddy.
That's my post-traumatic stress syndrome kicking in." Yeah, well, it's kind of creepy.
But yeah, but there was also, though, it was really fun, too, because they had one that was a bunch of British soldiers doing hip-hop.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's also these guys, and it also sort of shows the other side of the technology in that they've got their cameras and they're making these things and that we're allowed to actually see them. And we're and I, because I don't completely trust the news, as you know, Nora, media, I think that you actually get a much better look at what's going on there if you're seeing what these young guys are shooting and what they're sending back.
Yeah, that part I think is really quite interesting, that you're seeing like vlogging and blogging and stuff by soldiers that are there. Like that part is very, especially in an era when mass media is, you know, embedded and shown a very careful picture of, you know, what's going on in Iraq, right? A carefully orchestrated picture. Although I'm sure that these things are at least mostly are supposed to be approved.
Well, yeah, because there's that guy who owns iFilm. I don't know how much trouble he would get in with the Pentagon, depending if he was letting some really sort of racy stuff slip through. But and I don't know where to look. Maybe somebody out there does. If you actually wanted to get some behind-the-scenes footage of what's going on in different parts of the world that, you know, maybe certain governments wouldn't want us to see.
Send us an email.
Drop us a line.
TheSniffer@technologian.org.
Bye.
See you next time.